Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember years ago we spoke about how those of us who sit for hours a day at our job are at higher risk of cancer, heart disease, stroke, depression, anxiety, all sorts of things. But then a study had followed saying if you stand all day, not a lot of benefits from that either. If you're standing and doing front desk and you're on your feet for 8 to 10 hours a day, that could also be bad for you. Well, now we have a study from University of College London and University of Sydney that said if you do mix it up, it will improve cardiovascular health. So try to stand if you can and if you're stuck in a sitting job. In six separate studies that included over 15,000 people from five countries, participants wore trackers to measure their activity levels and heart health over the course of a typical 24-hour day. The more vigorous activities correlated to greater heart health benefits. Even standing and sleeping were better than sitting. So even though standing all day isn't the best thing to do, it was still better than sitting. So when participants swapped out sitting for as little as 5 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity, they found a tangible positive impact on their heart health. One example cited in the study was a 54-year-old woman who replaced 30 minutes of sitting with 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise and saw a 2.4% decrease in body mass index, a 2.7% decrease in waist circumference, and a 3.6% decrease in blood glucose levels. Now, some of you will say, really, only 2.4%? That's still a lot. And when it comes to the heart, every little bit helps. So when it comes to our blood pressure, our glucose levels, our body fat, our cholesterol, our sleep patterns, we need to be a little bit more aware. Now, the reason why I'm a big fan of these Apple Watches or these Fitbits or these pedometers, and you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on an Apple Watch if you don't want it, but I like the idea of a good tracker of your steps and of your movement. Because it reminds you to do it, and it also gives you goals. And so for those of you saying, wait, you know, I don't want to go to bed until I've done 10,000 steps and I'm only at 7,900, you could easily get another 2,100 steps in the next 15, 20 minutes, depending on your speed. You could go for a quick walk. You could take the dog out to go pee. You could go around the house, check on the Christmas lights or holiday lights. You can you know, put on some music and dance. Now, I don't want people exercising right before they go to bed, but maybe what you do is just check by 7, 8 o'clock at night, where are you with your steps? And if you don't have enough activity logged in, now some of these fitness trackers, like on Apple Watch, even look at how much you've run, how much you've walked. But if you don't see enough, step it up. Let's go for a walk. If it's too cold outside or too dangerous outside, walk back and forth in your apartment. You know, sometimes my husband will tell me about his day, and I'm like, keep talking, it's okay, and I'll walk back and forth. If I've been sitting, like with radio, you sit for 3 hours, I still get up if I can, but, you know, I'm like, I'm walking, I'm not going to sit, you know, when you talk, just keep talking to me, and I'm going to be walking, you know, back and forth as you talk to me. And it's fine, I get the steps in, and I'm moving. Doesn't always have to be vigorous. According to researchers, even though vigorous activity gives you more bang for your buck, lower level activities can still have a positive impact. So the big thing is it's the change you're doing. A lot of you say, Dr. Dahlia, I walk at work all the time. I get 10,000 steps and I'm not losing weight. Well, that's because your body got used to it. And if your body got used to it, you're going to actually have to maybe step it up and do some vigorous activity. Or you're still consuming too many calories. the amount of calories we needed as a kid and in our 20s, for some reason we ingrained that in our brain. That is way more than the calories we need being middle-aged. You don't need as many calories. So yes, you're gaining weight. So our metabolisms are different. Now, my mom calls. I'll immediately start walking. I won't sit on the phone with her. I'll walk. You can walk while taking phone calls now. You can every hour at your desk, if you work at a company and you don't work from home, or even if you do work from home, set a timer at the 55-minute mark to get up, move, walk around, go pee, check on some laundry, go and grab some coffee, grab a water, whatever, get up, and then get back to your seat. You could do jumpy jacks. I don't like to do that because I don't want to pee on myself. But there's a lot of things you could do. So, you know, people always ask, so what do I do if I have a stand-up job? If you're standing for 9 hours a day, that's rough. If you can move, walk around, take a break a little bit, you're allowed to sit. I think sometimes you have to sit. So that's okay. But you just can't be stuck in one position. The blood doesn't like it. The bones don't like it. The reason why we can stave off osteoporosis is because we're moving. We're doing resistance when we move. We walk. One of the best things you can do to prevent osteoporosis is to walk every day. You got to move. Little light weights. Now, another thing you can also do, if you don't have clients, is have some 5-pound weights, 10-pound weights, something where you could be lifting weights. You could do a couple reps, you know, in 30 seconds and before the next client comes in. So utilize weights. I had them. I had weights in my studio, and I don't know where they went, so I got to get more. But I used to do that in between segments. I could sit there and do some weights. There's a lot of little things you could do. You could do butt crunches. You could do Kegels. You could suck in your stomach. One of the best exercises you could do when you're stuck in one place is you have a little post-it note that tells you suck in your stomach. And every time you see that, suck in your stomach. Now, usually you forget and you go back to relaxing it. But if you do that 20, 30 times a day, you're going to be building and tightening up some muscle there. So everything counts. That's the moral of the story. Now, it might not count to the degree you need it to in terms of staving off a heart attack or weight gain, but if you are sitting for a long period of time or standing, you got to get up and move. In terms of sleeping, getting good amounts of sleep helps your metabolism. If you're only sleeping for a couple hours a day, thinking I'm going to burn more calories, no. You got to get good sleep. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have another study saying 20% of people who take Paxlovid for COVID are exhibiting rebound symptoms. And I have always found the reports on that to be a little misleading. And so people are freaked out saying, well, I'm not going to take Paxlovid because I'm going to get COVID back again. And they'll cite what happened with Biden, President Biden, what happened with Dr. Fauci, Dr. Walensky, where when they all got COVID, Paxlovid was out already, I think, was it July of 2021, maybe? So then they took the Paxlovid, and then a few weeks later had to take Paxlovid again. So I believe all three of them went through rebound COVID. And so people originally said, I don't want to take the Paxlovid because I don't want to get COVID again. Meanwhile, me as a physician, I'm seeing patients get rebound COVID anyway. And with this study coming out saying, yes, it does echo other studies where we do seem to see rebound more what is going on? And I think if we figure out what's going on, I think I do know what's going on, that might change the way we do our treatment. So you get COVID. When you get COVID, you don't know right away. That's why we used to have you quarantine. Quarantine is when you're exposed. Isolate is when you have it. How do you remember that? Quarantine is where you're questioning if you have it. Isolate is I'm sick. So you isolate for 5 days now. It used to be 10 days, but nobody was going back to work. So the CDC said, go back in 5 days if you're better, fever free without using fever reducers for 24 hours and wear a mask. So now we isolate for only 5 days, even though I still think 10 days is appropriate. But we were quarantining for 14 days. Why? Because the incubation period, we thought, was about 14 days, where if you're exposed, it could take about 14 days for you to show symptoms. That incubation period means the time between you being exposed to you actually showing symptoms. Once you show symptoms, that virus is already replicated. That virus is already fighting you. And so when people were arguing about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, you know, the mechanisms of action that were reported in previous studies were looking at how it prevented viral replication. And so they worked better if you looked at some of the data before somebody was sick with COVID. But once you had the cytokine storm and you were really consumed by it, it didn't have the efficacy because the virus was already out there. Same thing with you guys running to get vitamin C the second you get you feel symptoms. You really should have been up on your vegetables and your nutrients and your vitamin C before you got sick. Once you start having the runny nose and all that, that means the virus is throughout the body. I still think it's worth it to minimize the disease, but the cat's out of the bag. So with Paxlovid, it's a medication that we are not supposed to use preventatively. Why? Well, because we don't have enough medicine. And so we're trying to stave off mild COVID from going into severe hospitalized COVID. So the Paxlovid, as you know, is two medications. We give it twice a day over 5 days. It has nirmatrelvir, which is a protease inhibitor called the 3CL Pro or the NSP5 protease, which prevents inhibiting the protease is inhibiting an enzyme that is needed to make proteins to help the virus replicate. So when you stop that, the virus can't replicate. Ritonavir is with Paxlovid to help increase plasma concentrations of nirmatrelvir by inhibiting a mechanism in the body that will try to metabolize it quickly. So it inhibits CYP3A-mediated metabolism. So the second medication is just to allow that nirmatrelvir to remain in your body longer. So this antiviral activity that Paxlovid does is supposed to prevent the virus from latching on, making new viruses. Very efficacious, very cool. But the problem is by the time you have COVID and you test positive for it, there's probably a lot of virus. So when people go, well, then why is Paxlovid causing rebound? Well, I don't know if per se it's necessarily causing the rebound, but one argument for that is the 5 days of what you're doing with the Paxlovid may be suppressing it. And then once you're done, and it, even if the first medication, half-life is long enough, you don't have that other medication keeping that first medication from being metabolized. So maybe the 5 days isn't enough. You and I know that COVID doesn't just last 5 days or 7 days or 10 days like the typical virus. This sucker can last weeks. So you're probably suppressing it, holding it at bay. Then when the medicine's gone, the remaining viruses that were still allowed to propagate go, oh, guys, are we all still here? Let's keep going. And that's what I think could be happening with that. Another theory for the rebound is you're getting COVID when everybody else is getting COVID. And COVID is out there. So you might be continually bombarded with COVID. And so you could be getting it again. And another thing is the virus is already hiding. Now, I suspect that COVID can hide. That's why we have some of this chronic inflammation with our sinuses and our taste, which is why people were reporting they couldn't taste and smell for a year afterwards. And some of these long COVID symptoms, some of the inflammation could be one, because COVID found a place to hide. Like HIV knows how to hide, hepatitis knows how to hide, herpes knows how to hide, maybe this virus knows how to hide. Or the virus leaves such debris and such trash that your immune system has trouble cleaning it up, and while it's trying to clean it up, you feel sick. Now, if you are having, let's say, symptoms post the week or two or post-COVID, we can't say for sure that that means you're infectious. It's a cluster and a half with the answers we have for people right now, because some people will never test positive on these at-home COVID tests that they have COVID. Some people will test positive for months. They're like, so do I still have COVID? Do I still have COVID? They keep testing positive for months. In the early days, they were in the hospital for months because nobody could let them go because they kept testing positive. So we know that you could have pieces and fragments that sadly keep you testing positive. So finding active would involve PCR and other sort of testing. So the next question people have is, well, is it worth taking the Paxlovid? Well, of the individuals that I know that got it, they loved it. Their COVID symptoms started going away rapidly, and they didn't have the chronic, I feel like crap. However, there's also a theory or a thinking that maybe the individuals who are, and I'm not advocating for this, but another theory behind this is maybe the individuals who are really dealing with honest to God COVID and the true COVID illness, and they're suffering for a week or two, are making really strong antibodies. Now, I can't prove that, and as I said, I'm not advocating for you to get COVID for real, but you know, there has been a lot of discussions on some of the best immunity being both natural and vaccine mediated. And when people are telling me, look, Dahlia, now that I get COVID, it's like nothing. And I've had COVID 3-4 times. Well, the more you have it, the more we are seeing people have less severe disease, probably because of the antibodies. So it could also be that the Paxlovid is not allowing your immune system to boost as strongly as you need it to, such that when the medicine does wear off and the virus does continue to persist, you didn't make as much antibodies as you would have if you didn't use the medication. I'm not saying that's the theory, but it's a working theory. Because people want to know, why the hell would I take a medication if I'm going to feel worse? I still advocate for taking Paxlovid because I do see patients feel better. And I think inhibiting this virus to any degree could prevent long-term COVID symptoms. But we just have to evaluate why this could be happening. And maybe it's just we need to be taking Paxlovid not for 5 days, but for 10. You know, maybe the dosing needs to be different. Yep. There's a lot of theories. But once we figure out why we got rebound COVID, we might be in a better place to figure out how to fight COVID. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Donald Trump Jr. testifying once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization in New York. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries indicating that Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. President Biden scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco tomorrow. The restoration and reopening for the I-10 in downtown L.A., which was damaged by a weekend fire, has not been determined. That freeway damaged due to a fire at a pallet yard that was beneath it on Saturday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the drugs that have completely taken over 2023 as the most sought-after drugs of the year was not Paxlovid for COVID, but was Wegovy for weight loss. And now we have an FDA-approved Zepbound for weight loss. So basically, Wegovy is the GLP-1 agonist that we used for diabetes in the form of Ozempic. And Zepbound is the GLP-1 agonist, GIP agonist, Zepbound, which is the Mounjaro weight loss version. So Mounjaro and Ozempic are diabetes medications. And they have been used for a while. they're still relatively new in the diabetic medicine chest, but they've been used for a while, and so we're getting more data. Unfortunately, we have a report now that there are 51 deaths, in addition to multiple gastric paralysis, ileus complaints. There, I believe the CDC is investigating 51 deaths that have been reported with Ozempic. Apparently, William Bo Mulheim, 79 years old, suffered a blocked intestine twice. He was taking Ozempic not for weight loss, but for type 2 diabetes. Vietnam veteran, father of two, had been using Ozempic, and he lost use of his intestine. And I'm not exactly sure what his hospital course was, but the FDA and unfortunately, the FDA system has reports of the FDA FAERS. You know how there's the vaccine adverse event related system? FDA has FAERS, which has linked 51 fatalities to these weight loss drugs. Now, they say the reports have not been verified. They were filed for users of Ozempic, Wegovy, which is the weight loss medication of Ozempic. Zepbound has not been out long enough. But in terms of Mounjaro, I don't have the numbers for that. And Ozempic is given as weekly injections. It mimics a hormone that makes you feel full, satiety, slow transport of your food. But there has been deaths even linked and listed, I believe, on their side effect profile. Two deaths from ileus were recorded but before it was added to the Ozempic warning label, and I think now the warning label has it. But I don't want people fearful and scared. They're still investigating these. But what I want you to think about with any of these drugs, and I've said this before, is number one is not all drugs are 100% safe. Just because the FDA approves it for something doesn't mean it's going to work perfectly for you. Viagra is FDA approved, but if you're taking nitrates for your heart and it interacts, you could die. If you mix certain antidepressants or medications together, it could cause an abnormal heart rhythm. And you could die from that. So just because medications might be safe to use under certain conditions doesn't mean you're completely threat-free, so or risk-free. That's one. Number two is if, let's say, you do start to have stomach issues, it might not happen with the first injection. It might not happen with the second injection. But four or five injections down the line, when you're like, I'm losing weight, I'm loving this, I feel good, what's your plan? If you can't take the medication because you don't feel well, what's the plan? I've had patients that have called into telemedicine saying, give me nausea medicine and give me a lot of it because I'm on Wegovy. I'm using it for weight loss, they say, and it makes me nauseous as hell. I can't eat. And I told you the reason why that might happen is for some people, the satiety might be, you know, I really feel full. Like I just had Thanksgiving dinner. But for others, the satiety may come with nausea. And that might be the body's way of making you feel full. I don't like feeling nauseous. So I'd rather feel better. I don't want to feel like I'm always going to have to throw up. But that's how that hormone might work on that person. And I had one patient who had said that the medicine had ran out. They were on Wegovy for weight loss, and they couldn't get it in their area. So they went off of it, not from side effects, but they just couldn't get any and gained all the way back. And so what worries me is, we now that we have FDA-approved medications that'll hopefully save and protect the diabetic medications of Ozempic and Mounjaro, so that those could be for the diabetics and Wegovy and Zepbound could be those using it just for weight loss. What worries me is we don't have enough of these for everybody who wants it. And you know, after Christmas time and the holidays, in January, everybody and their mother is going to be asking for these drugs. So just, what is your plan? What if your insurance in January doesn't cover it anymore? I noticed what my insurance was going to jump to. I'm not on the medication. Maybe I should be. I'm not on the medication, but because my insurance, I think, has been covering it for other people, oh, they jacked up the rate. $1,600 a month injections? Yeah. That's going to cause everybody else to raise their premiums. So if your employer is like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to pay for this health insurance. Give me the cheapest health insurance you got so I could cover my employees, but I don't have to break the bank. Well, it might be a plan that doesn't cover these. So if you have an employer-based plan and you have been on Wegovy now for a good 5 months and you're like, I am going to be bikini beach body babe by June, you better ask your human resources department if there's going to be any changes to the health insurance come January. And if there is, what is your plan? These medications work by making you not want to eat. And you might say, I'm good. I don't like food anymore. I'm good. Once those medicines stop, the average person blows right back up. So have plan B. Have plan B if the medication is in short supply. Let's say your insurance stays the same. Let's say your insurance says, I'm going to cover it. But now here comes January. And everybody made a New Year's resolution and a half to lose weight. So now we have more people on the medication. And you can't get it. What are you going to do? If it's out, it's out. Look at what happened with the ADHD medication. One of the reasons why we're having so much trouble in schools right now and work, etc., is because people can't get their ADHD medication. We ran out. Well, then when they do without, they just don't seem to do as well. So, you know, if you get a side effect, if it runs out, if it's too expensive, if the price goes up, your insurance doesn't cover it, there is a 95% chance then that you're going to have to go off of it. What I want from these medicines is for them to say, if you've been on it X amount of time, when you're off of it, you will keep the weight off forever. None of them say that. Now, if you could keep your 400-calorie or 500-calorie-a-day diet, not that I think that's a healthy diet, but some of these celebs, not on the medication, but wasn't it Demi Moore who reportedly would drink 3 Red Bulls a day, have some celery or greens, and a teaspoon of tuna fish, and that was her diet. And then she ended up showing people how she lost a tooth or two, and you know, this is all reportedly, but okay, you can't live on 3 Red Bulls, a teaspoon of tuna, and celery each day. Now, maybe those people using the shots, Demi Moore wasn't on the shots at the time. She had some sort of willpower, but allegedly. But, you know, if this is what McGovie's allowing you to do, where you go all day without eating, yeah, you're going to lose weight. If you don't feel like eating, if you feel sick, you're not going to eat. You're not going to gain weight. But how long can you keep that up? So you've got to have plan B. And if you have at all any stomach issues, I wouldn't push through it. I would stop it and get yourself checked out immediately. Because as you've seen, they are investigating 51 reports of death. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Jason, our producer today. All right, so I do have a correction. Yesterday I was talking about how a lot of movies, I was right about that, a lot of movies where they took, like Ocean's 11, a very male-dominated movie that was a hit, and decided to just change it to an all-female cast, and then it flopped. I didn't mind Ocean's 8. I thought the cast was fantastic. It's just, don't make it an Ocean's 11 movie. Just give them their own movie. But, you know, if you're not going to get to see George Clooney and Brad Pitt and, you know, all the great actors that were in the original one, you're kind of setting it up for disaster. Same thing with Ghostbusters. When they took Ghostbusters, a 84 was Ghostbusters. I have to double check. Hit that was a blockbuster, you know, with Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Eddie, and you know, just all the amazing talent that was in that. And then they make a girl version, yeah. But my correction I have to make is I thought the Marvels was going to do a little better. The Marvels, I said, had a little bit of protection because they weren't necessarily taking a very well-known, well-ingrained male superhero and making them female. Even though, yes, Captain Marvel was a male originally. And in fact, Captain Marvel has spanned two universes, both the Avengers as well as, or both Marvel as well as DC Comics. Let me actually pull that up for you, but I found that fascinating. So Shazam was the first Captain Marvel. For those of you guys that know comic books, you comic book buffs know this already. But in the late 1930s, Captain Marvel made his debut and was owned by Wiz Comics and Fawcett Publications. It was a competitor's response to Superman. And the comics for Captain Marvel did really well. According to Wikipedia, he was the alter ego of Billy Batson, a boy who, by speaking the magic word Shazam, which is the acronym of six immortal elders, Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, and Mercury, could transform himself into a costumed adult with the powers of superhuman strength, speed, flight, and other abilities. But after a series of disputes and lawsuits, Captain Marvel was semi-retired until DC Comics in the 1970s licensed Captain Marvel and then purchased him in the 90s. Now, Marvel Comics, however, was able to secure the trademark of Captain Marvel, so DC Comics couldn't use the name anymore. So DC Comics couldn't have Captain Marvel because Marvel Comics still had the trademark. So what they did is they used the electrical powers of Captain Marvel and used the Shazam. And so rather than Billy Batson becoming Captain Marvel when he cries Shazam, he simply becomes Shazam. And that's how we have Shazam, which also was, I think, a TV show in the 70s. But now Marvel gets to have movies, The Marvels. So does that kind of make sense? All right. So Captain Marvel kind of went through some changes. Well, I thought that the Marvels, because they built Captain Marvel as a female, and you know, in the I think the 2010s, and incorporated her to the Avengers, I thought there would be a little bit more protection. I knew it wouldn't do as well as the other Avenger movies, and it didn't. They say the most dominant franchise in movie history has just had its worst weekend ever. The Marvels, the 33rd entry into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, opened to an estimated $47 million at the domestic box office. A catastrophically bad showing. And the series already had been showing signs of strength. I don't know the other two. One was in the WandaVision show, which I didn't really like WandaVision. The show that much. And then the other girl, I haven't seen her series, and I don't think a lot of people did. And so they combined the Marvels, and yes, it was a very feminine, you know, run movie, and apparently they didn't do well. It made half of what Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania made, and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. So Captain Marvel in 2019 earned $1 billion worldwide. So this is one of their biggest flops. They were dead last in the 15-year history of the MCU. They even did worse than 2008's The Incredible Hulk. So the industry thought that it would open at $80 million, not $40 million. So, you know, I think even The Flash didn't do as well, and Shazam Fury of the Gods didn't do as well. So Brie Larson is excellent. Toyota Paris, these are good actresses. But I think there's a few things going on. One, could be superhero fatigue. Now, I really like how they kept the Spider-Man going. But again, you give it time in between. Now, there has to be relevance of the characters. But another thing I think people are really, really worried about is the wokeness. And even though Samuel Jackson, who is very, very popular, is in the movie, and they made sure to show him that there will be Samuel Jackson in the movie, you don't really have a lot of, you know, and I'm not saying this is a stereotype, but a lot of the DC and Marvel enthusiasts, comic books are very more male-dominated from a consumer standpoint. And so having Captain Marvel a girl, even though I think the movie was done very, very well in 2019, the Marvels didn't seem to... Also, it's not really a holiday weekend, and people are already about the holidays, and it just... I think there was a lot of things that could have gone wrong. And they should have had it either open maybe in the summer or open on a holiday weekend, maybe around Christmas time. So, you know, it's going to be interesting because, to me as a woman, I don't want anybody to make women look bad. And when they make these women-dominated movies and they flop, and then people say, well, it's because they used all women. Not entirely. You know, I still think Wonder Woman, they did a fantastic job with. I think Wonder Woman was well done. The sequel wasn't that good. But the first movie, not bad. Why? Well, Wonder Woman was always a woman. You know, but if you're going to be taking Shazam and making them a woman, or Ant-Man and making him a woman, or, you know, you can't take Godfather. Don't be making it the Godmother. There are plenty of movies and shows where you could have a woman lead, a woman heroine, and you don't have to go against a grain or a popularity or nostalgia. You could do it. You know, and that's what I think Hollywood is making a mess of. You know, the Little Mermaid movie, where they used a black woman to play Ariel, the mermaid. I thought she was fantastic. I thought she could sing amazingly. But, you know, you can have anybody play her. But it's already ingrained in people what the character is. And there were so many other characters that you could use, and you don't then have to have that criticism and that wall of we don't want change. That's why I would never do another Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 8 or Ocean's 7 and just put different, you know, if it's going to be an Ocean's movie, use your Brad Pitt and George Clooney and your John Cheeley and all the other people that made the first one great. I get it, Bernie Mac has passed, may rest in peace. But when you say we're going to just throw all women in it so we look like we're woke and progressive, the movie could bomb. And so, you know, I don't want to see the Marvels fail, but yeah, you know, it's maybe people are just kind of getting sick of the whole superhero thing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.